The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, good morning, Joe on the radio. It's Friday. Yay, Friday, June 2nd. Going to be a screaming hot day in New York, out of New York, which I love. I hope you do, too. 7:06 on AM 970, The Answer. Tommy Lahren is coming up momentarily, fired up. She's so fired up and so on her game these days. You don't want to miss it. We have so much to talk about. And I don't want to be... I just have such a love of country, and I'm so emboldened every time I come off the road. You know that, right? I go to an event like last night at my friends with Chabad of Hunterdon County in Jersey, and you know what? I'm telling you, I am Joey Benefit. You got a charity, I got a tuxedo. I come early, I stay late. How are you? How you doing? Where you from? I'm telling you, I'm like Joey Benefit, but I feel that somebody's got to give back, right? And when I go out and I go and I see all the good people that are around, not only in, in Hunterdon County in New Jersey, if I'm out in Pennsylvania, or if I'm out with the Sons of the American Legion, or if I'm out in Indiana, we are such a good country, such a good people. And I really feel, stay with me for 2 seconds, that translates around the world. Because when we go to Italy, the camerieri, the waiter is there, and they're very nice. Everybody, you meet people in the street, and the stores, they're nice. Where you go, Japan, I love Japan. I've been to Japan. I had the honor of and privilege of being in beautiful Japan, you know. And down in Lima, Peru, we're not, like, it's the politicians that are messing up everything, and it's worldwide. It's worldwide. It's like, by the way, when there's a good politician, trust me, we put him on the show immediately. And I'll say to Joe, we'll see somebody on TV, or I'll see somebody making news, and we'll say, come on the radio.
As long as they call in.
As long as they call in. Otherwise, you're on the island, all right? Otherwise, you're whacked. You're whacked. But a lot of it's a worldwide global problem, because they want to do this worldwide global reset. And in that is climate change and the trans thing. And it's like a global initiative. How does it – and you know, because you don't hear about the news. You don't hear about the news, what's happening really in South America, what's happening in France, what's happening in these little pockets, and opening borders. Something's up. And something tells me – and then you could go to Vladimir Putin, but I don't think Vladimir Putin is that smart. But President Xi of Communist China is very smart, conniving. You could say evil, but I'm telling you, you got to respect that. And you got to fear Communist China. They know what they're doing. They could take down, and I think they're attempting to take down the whole world. And this whole global reset, you know, it makes me laugh, because they're trying to do everything just where we're all one. And then I saw somebody doing a debate online. I never know if these things are real, where, oh, there's going to be limited times that you can fly because of the carbon emissions. So it was Boris Johnson's father in London. I saw this something, and they were talking. Some commentator was saying, "What are you talking about?" The guy goes, he says, "Well, no, you're going to be able to fly. We only limited time. You can't just hop on a plane. You have to go. You have a special like a permit to fly every now and then because of the carbon emissions." Excuse me. What about John Kerry and that private jet that you and I keep talking about that no one says anything about? What about the slew of private jets when they have these climate summits? It is so wrong. Everything is so butt backwards and wrong. And I'm here to tell you the truth. And Tommy Lahren as well. She'll join us. Steven Zelikoff is an MD and PhD, founder of Specialty Orthopedics. And that is celebrating New Rochelle. Oh, yes, we are. And so we'll be talking with Dr. Zelikoff in a moment. Andy McCarthy's going to join us. We're going to see what's going on with James Comer moving to hold Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, in contempt. James Comer is the chairman of the Oversight Committee, Representative Comer from Kentucky. So he is going to hold Christopher Wray in contempt. Chris Wray said, oh, yeah, you could see these emails that would lead to influence peddling within the Biden family. What a surprise. And then I heard that, and again, we will verify with Andy McCarthy, that when the FBI said to Comer, you could see it in person, you could come to the FBI headquarters and see it in person. And when Comer did that, there were redacted parts of this email. So that means the FBI is not even allowing Congress to see what the heck is going on in this country. And how corrupt is the DOJ? Oh, man. And, you know, I got to tell you, too, is there's one guy that could clean it up. And it's Trump. Trump is the guy that could clean it up. You know I'm right. And because I'm telling you, he's the only one. And that's why people love him and vote for him. You know, and I'm because you need somebody to come in. The problem is this. When you have somebody like Trump come in and try to clean it up, oof, they have more power. Like Chuck Schumer himself said, that deep state, he called it the intel community. You call it the deep state. I call them lifelong bureaucrats. They got six ways of Sundays to take you down. And that's exactly what they did, in my opinion, with President Trump. They took him down. Took him down. So I would humbly submit, respectfully so, to President Trump, to Ron DeSantis, to everybody who's running. I think Vivek Ramaswamy knows this. Is you have to be smarter than they are. You can't go right between their eyes. You can't. You gotta Ronald Reagan this. You gotta show respect. Let them think that they're in charge. It's like kind of like a marriage. And you gotta what's going on, but you relinquish control to these lifelong people. Let them, and then just do what you gotta do, and you could do it in I don't want to say underhanded, but in a kind of a subtle way. That's the word I'm looking for, subtle. Once you go in your face, once you start attacking, once you start that, we're not going to win. And this is my fear, because there's nobody on the Democratic side that's going to speak the truth. Something's going to happen with Biden. They cannot keep this poor man in office. And I say that with pain and with respect and with a love of humanity. And just politics aside, I now, for me to feel bad for Joe Biden after him disregarding the 13 military deaths in Afghanistan, disregarding what he's done at the border, putting people all around the country, not even caring. He could care less. It's power. It's control. It's finance. That's all the Biden family cares about. You know, but still, I felt sorry for him when he fell down. Still. And then you see, he always blames somebody else. As soon as they picked him up off the floor, you know, and rather than turning to the crowd and shrugging his shoulders and putting his hands up, he points down there. Oh, it's that sandbag. There's no sandbag, Mr. President. It was Donald Trump that tripped me. I mean, that's what he's going to say. You know, I mean, you know I'm right. He always blames somebody else. I watched the great Frank Sinatra, one of his last concerts. I remember Danny Aiello, the late, great Danny Aiello was there. I was there with Kimberly. My son Joey was there. And my journalist friend, Chuck Darrow from Philly. We were watching Mr. S at the Sands when it was still up at Atlantic City. The end of his career, you know, had to be 94, 1990, maybe it was 95-ish or something like that. And it was one of his last, and watching the great Frank Sinatra, still magnificent in concert, you know. And there was a point where, and he had the prompters in front of him, but he couldn't stay with the prompters. He couldn't hear. The bass line of the band, it was just, you know, you're getting older. So whatever it was, he went up on the words and didn't know the words. And he looked to the crowd. I'll never forget this. Frank Sinatra did. The elder statesman, our hero, Frank Sinatra. He looked at the crowd. He put his hands out, shrugged his shoulders like, I'm sorry. I want to tell you, you know what the audience did? Broke out spontaneous applause and cheers. It was one of those moving things I've ever seen in a showroom anywhere. And we had all the tears in our eyes. He didn't say, it's a sandbag. Oh, it was, you know, look, they didn't do the prompter. Point to the prompter. Get that prompter guy. But he looked and said, look, I'm getting older. I'm doing the best I can. It was one of the warmest, most humble things I've ever seen on stage. One of the glorious moments to me in Frank Sinatra's career. That humility, that love. and the love came right back from the audience. It's okay to be humble. So I know with Donald Trump, it's like he's got to tell you his accomplishments because they're always berating him. Everything he says, they're going to push him down. But I'm telling you, if he plays the elder statesman, in my opinion, and call me and tell me I'm nuts, please. If Donald Trump plays the elder statesman and just goes, look, I know how to, like he talked with Sean. That was good. He talked about Ukraine. And I believe he would settle that in 24 hours. I honestly do. He's the only guy that could probably do it. But you got to be humble about it. But the problem is with Trump, every time he goes in an interview, everybody shoots him down. But some good interviews with Mark Levin, Tucker Carlson, great interview with Tucker Carlson and the president, and Sean as well. Did a great job last night. But I would almost let them, when you have a friend interviewing you like Sean or like Tucker or like Mark Levin, let them tell you how great you are. Don't tell us. Humility, man. That is the key. Because I'm telling you, what they'll do on the Democratic side, because they're so much smarter than the Republicans, with due respect to my Republican friends, the Democrats, you could say they're evil as well, but I'm telling you, they're so smart. What's going to happen? They can't use Biden. Kamala Harris is not. She's not mentally fit to be president either. I think, in my opinion, this is me. This is not a fact. Kamala Harris is stoned constantly. I think she's smoking so much weed. I really do. They can move her away somehow. They're going to switch somebody in. Something's going to happen. And they'll get, if it's Gavin Newsom, how do you get a guy who had destroyed California? You're going to run this guy. But if they get, I know the Democrats will get somebody who's humble, who's, you know, kind of just maybe respectful, if that's possible on the Democratic side. They'll slip that guy in and they could win again. They could win again. So the fight is just and the fight is on. Let me go to Jeff before we break, guys. Hi, Jeff. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today?
Joe, I discovered you on your Weekend with Sinatra show, and you know what? It's a rediscovery for me. I'm kind of your age, and as a Todd, about 4 or 5 years old, here in William B. Williams with my parents.
Ah,
in the
there you go. There you go, man. Yeah.
And you make it fresh, Joe. I'm enjoying it and so
you,
much. I heard it the first time, and I said, I don't know if I'll do it again. I'm hooked. Every weekend, I'm looking forward to you, and I'm telling you, I really am. I can't appreciate you more the way you do a radio program. And really, I didn't realize. You know, I always had a couple of buddies here and there that that knew like you. They were smart. They knew how to appreciate Frank Sinatra. My parents did too, of course.
At
any rate, I'll make it quick if that's possible at this point. And one thing I'm proud of. For my neighborhood, it was, and you know this because you know everything about our subject here. And I think praise is there, and you know it is because you always say the right things. Nancy Barbato, quick quiz, is who, Joe?
Yeah, Nancy Barbato, Frank Sinatra's wife, you mean? That Nancy, you mean?
She gave birth to the children. And Nancy was born in the same hospital I was born in, actually, his daughter.
In Jersey City, Jeff, is that right?
Yes.
Jersey City. Because people say it's Hoboken, but they were, I think Mr. S got married to Nancy Barbato in Jersey City. And
Lady
then,
of Samos Church.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That is great.
Italian community. But listen, I don't want to take so much of your time. And the thing about the Trump, like you said, you know what? If you should try to hit him up for an interview, man. The way you communicate, Joe.
Yeah,
you are extraordinary in your communication.
God bless you. God bless you, man. I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Jeff. Thank you. You humbled me. And thanks to my bosses here at Salem, by the way, Mr. Crowley and everybody. They allowed me to go over to John Katz Matidi station. And I was the guy that said to John Katz, WABC is for sale. If you're listening around, it's. We're all in it together. It just helped build the whole media. The media market in New York is blowing up. I mean, it's just blowing up. And I really feel starts with Jerry Crowley, who puts this station. He was from the big days of WOR. These are like the mega stations of New York, right? And I'm a geek. And William B. Williams, Jeff, that's right. Willie B., man, he was the guy, right? And William B. Williams at WAW. So then John Katz went, bought a WABC. He says, Joe, come on over, do a Sundays with Sinatra show. I had to get permission because I'm under contract here. And they allowed me, said, no, we love John. John's on AM 970. Joe's on WABC. It's all good. The platform is right. The mission is right. And Mr. Katz wanted to do a weekend of music, and that's what we do over there at WABC. But again, with thanks to my friends at Salem, and thank you for your kind words, Jeff. I want to get the next call from San Francisco. I can't because I want to make way for Tommy Lahren coming up. So if you could hold, that would be great. But in the meantime, it's 20 after 7. Debbie, where'd you go to a Mets game? Is that what I just retweeted out there? What a great picture. Oh, my gosh, this is great.
Yeah, I did. I went to a Mets game. Oh, I had so much fun, and the Mets won, and they swept the Phillies. So it was just what a fun time I had yesterday. It was great.
Are looking good with everybody in there. Great picture. Debbie Duhaime, Mets fan. Joe Piscopo, Yankees fan, but it's okay. We love you. We love the Mets as well.
Yep.
How are we doing traffic-wise, Deb? 20 after 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, I'll tell you what's happening. We still have issues on the Van Wyck. It's really tough northbound by Hillside Ave. A disabled tractor trailer. He's still stuck out there. Watch for delays as you head over to the westbound belt. Slowing down out by Kennedy Airport. A lot of volume on the Cross Bronx East out toward Webster Ave. Inbound towards Washington Bridge about 30 minutes. Lincoln 20, Holland about 20. We're still seeing this issue as you head over to 280. 280 East out by the Garden State Parkway. Two lanes blocked. It's a car fire still being cleared over there. We still have emergency activity. 34 northbound getting up towards 79 in Mattawan. That's closed with a crash. Garden State Parkway closed in both directions around exit 63 in Stafford Township. And it's all due to brush fires over there. Sunny today, high of 88 degrees. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience a smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Humans can do a lot of amazing things. Fighting bugs?
Ew, a bug, get it!
Isn't one of them. Stem is powered by active ingredients found in plants to fight off bugs safely and effectively when used as directed. Stem, rooted in nature, optimized by science.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow are launching the new MyPillow 2.0 with a special buy one, get one free offer. The MyPillow 2.0 offers a brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. The new fabric dissipates heat and humidity to create a cooling sensation to maintain a cooler surface temperature. MyPillow knows core body temperature plays a big role in how well you sleep. The new fabric technology helps regulate your body temperature throughout the night by creating a lower surface temperature for a more restful night's sleep. Machine washable and dryable with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee and made in the USA. Just go to the radio listeners page at MyPillow.com, use the promo code AM970 or call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on the new MyPillow 2.0, 800-651-0798.
Dennis Prager here. It is critical we keep AM radio in all cars and all trucks. More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for news, weather, and opinions. AM is also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping you advised of threatening weather conditions and amber alerts. Text AM to the number 52886. 52886. Tell Congress that we need AM radio in our cars. Again, text AM to the number 52886 or 52886. Standard message and data rates apply.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
This morning, the May employment report is released. Economists are predicting weaker growth of 190,000 new jobs, with the unemployment rate nudging up to 3.5%, still historically very low. Though some Fed officials are indicating it may be time to hold off on future increases to assess the impact of previous rate hikes, Phil Orlando at Federated Hermes says strong numbers on the economy could change that.
If the data is running hot, and the Federal Reserve could very well give us another quarter point increase in rates before they pause in late July. So it's very much an open question. This is not a slam dunk meeting in which the Fed is going to be able to just mail it in.
The next Federal Reserve meeting is June 13th and 14th. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Millions are switching to Newsmax. After Tucker Carlson's firing, The Eric Bolling Show is up over 200% in the ratings. Tonight, watch Newsmax's powerful lineup of Greta Van Susteren, Rob Schmidt, and Eric Bolling. At 8 p.m. Eastern, Eric Bolling reveals the truth about Joe Biden's mental health. Is he really fit to be president? Watch America's fastest-growing cable news channel and download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone to start watching. Make the switch to Newsmax.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
A very special guest is Congressman Peter King from New York's 2nd Congressional District. 237 represents the security in the Brentwood School District. Mm-hmm. We know about MS-13. We've been hearing about them for quite some time, and I want to commend you for bringing the attention to this gang violence and also doing something about it.
MS-13 yes. is particularly brutal. There's been a total of 17 murders on Long Island in 14, 15 months. This is just killing for the sake of killing. And the irony is, though, or the most tragic part of it is, they target other immigrants. And I would say every person who has been killed by MS-13 is either an immigrant young person themselves or a son or daughter of immigrants. So it's their own community that they're terrorizing. It's absolutely horrific.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd at a new time, Saturday afternoon at 2:30 and again at 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
All right, Joe Piscopo on the radio, 725. Tommy Lawrence coming up momentarily. I want to tell you about Balance of Nature because you need fruits and vegetables. And like last night, for example, running to another event, Debbie knows all too well, we're always running, doing something. And with the morning show, you got to get to bed and try to get some sleep so you can run yourself down. So I build up my immune system with Balance of Nature. For me, it works. So I can't make a clinical claim, but I could tell you that fruits and vegetables will indeed build up your immune system. And that's all that Balance of Nature is. 100% whole food plants, high-end fruits and vegetables. The nutrients from these fruits and vegetables, Dr. Douglas Howard has come up with a brilliant concept of maintaining and retaining all the nutrients in the fruits and vegetables. Now, Balance of Nature is offering you 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. Now is the time to move. Get yourself healthy for summer. I think you can do it with Balance of Nature. The best defense against any virus or anything that's out there is your own strong immune system. I'm not making a clinical claim. I'm telling you, you want to eat your fruits and vegetables like mom always said. Mom is always right, right? So try Balance of Nature, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com. Use that discount code, ANSWER.
Brandon Tatum.
Tonight at 8
on AM 970.
Yeah, can you call answer. Her, Joe? Can you call her? Well, that was written by Bruce Springsteen right there, Alice. You're aware of that, right?
I learned something new. See, I learned from you too, Joe. So that's great.
Yeah, no, you know, Bruce wrote that. And then Manfred Mann, what's the name of the group that's playing that? Yeah, they went ahead and did that and recorded that. And it was Bruce, actually, that made that song. We're going to wait for Tommy to come in. Let me get to David in San Francisco. Always an interesting call. We try to be objective. We try to open the airways up to everybody. And no matter what you believe, we love you anyway. We're all in this together. David, welcome from San Francisco. How are you this morning, my friend?
Well, not too bad, Joe. Before I start to protect and defend California, I was just going to give you a little patriotic warning.
Okay.
You remember this guy that's been buying Clarence Thomas, Harlan Crow? Turns out he's on the board of directors of Monticello. You know, Thomas Jefferson's home, right? And he's on the board of Monticello.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Yeah, I know. But Clarence Thomas, the Supreme Court Justice, they said that he went on like a special trip with this big money guy. And you know what? And he didn't reveal it. But he didn't do, if you follow that story, David, if I may, he didn't do anything wrong. He didn't do anything wrong. No, no, he didn't. What did he do wrong? His well, explain
wife,
to me what
well,
he did.
There's two clear examples.
Well, no, you before remember, you go to his wife, what did Clarence Thomas do that was wrong? Really, let me know, because I would love to be enlightened.
Well, he claimed he was going to report this stuff when he received this a very expensive Bible like 10 years ago. On the success of Citizens United, he goes to the Victory Party, Clarence Thomas does, and he receives an award of a Bible that was worth tens of thousands of dollars. And his wife, of course, was the chairman of the committee that put together Citizens United, and Clarence Thomas goes to their Victory Party.
Well,
and
but,
receives a tens of thousands of dollars Bible. But, when it was disclosed in the paper 10 years ago, Clarence Thomas promised that he would disclose those gifts in the future.
You know,
and
what,
now here we are 10 years later, and it's vacancies.
I know. You know what? So let me turn this around. David, stay with me for a second, because you know what? Should Clarence Thomas have said something? Probably. I'll give you that. But
a dirty judge.
Yeah. No, he's not. No, this is a decent guy who you may not agree with politically.
Dirty judge.
But it's okay. What about the president, my friend? Let's go there. Because you're going to talk about Clarence Thomas. Tell me about Joe Biden and the Biden crime syndicate. You tell me about that, David.
Well,
how do you defend that? How do you defend Gavin Newsom? That's a bunch of malarkey. No, Joe Biden is influenced by China. He's afraid of China. He's afraid to tell where the virus came from. We think that China killed millions of Americans with COVID-19. And California is virtually bankrupt, and yet you're going to put Gavin Newsom in charge? How do you defend Gavin Newsom, my friend David? Please,
well,
and help me.
California is still the fifth largest economy in the world, and San Francisco, I was looking at the stats
You're from there. Tell me about San Francisco. Go ahead.
COVID deaths, we're at 1225. 1225 for 3 years' time. Now you go down to Kern County, where Kevin McCarthy's from.
Okay.
He's almost twice as bad. The population is about the same, but they're at 2500.
Yeah.
25 and something.
Okay.
And so they're basically twice as bad as we are, because they're the bigots that went out of their way to make sure that the farm workers couldn't get tested, the farm workers couldn't get free inoculations.
Well, they want to. They want to stop
the bigotry card.
Yeah, no. They, you know, but help me out here. What is the homeless ratio between San Francisco and where Kevin McCarthy's district? What's the homeless ratio? What's the drug addiction people wandering around like zombies? Like, is that problem being addressed?
Organized crime is the fentanyl issue, right? And organized crime is basically the people that stole all of those deeds in the subprime scandal of 12 years ago, right? So those old boys have never been caught. They've got millions of houses that they're hoarding, and they're not renting them. Here in San Francisco, in our last election, we voted to tax the crap out of landlords that were keeping vacancies, keeping them empty. Now, it turned out there's 61,000 empty units in San Francisco.
But why doesn't Gavin Newsom give those houses to the homeless?
There's less than 10,000 homeless. So if market forces was something that Republicans dearly believe in, forces would bring the price of if there's 60,000 vacancies and less than 10,000 homeless, that's 6-to-1 ratio of empty
units. But the Democrats run the state. The Democrats run every single ounce of San Francisco.
The Republicans are so crooked. They can't get elected.
But why aren't the Democrats putting the homeless into these places, David? Why aren't they taking care of the homeless? Where's the compassion of my old party?
Officially, it's private property, but the owners of the land are not renting them out, right?
Yeah.
And so there's 6-to-1 ratio of empty units in San Francisco.
So it's the Republicans' fault. All right. But the Democrats.
It's speculators. The same problem in New York, where speculators keep those.
And again, the Democrats run New York, the Democrats run San Francisco, the Democrats run California. And
speculators are consider themselves immune from responsibility. There's Henry James? There was an old economic theoretician that said that vacancies should be taxed the crap out of.
David, You know what, David? You know what? Through it all, we disagree, but I love you, man. I love you. You're part of the country, and I love you, and we disagree. But thanks for calling, and thank you for listening out in California, my friend, San Francisco. Going back and forth. Thank good Tommy Lauren couldn't have called at a better time. Tommy, welcome back to the show. I had our liberal friend from California calling you from San Francisco, trying to defend California. Not an easy chat. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, and I will say this. As someone who used to live in Los Angeles, California, I can tell you that there's not a lot to love about California except for the natural beauty, of course, the ocean,
yes,
the mountains,
yep,
and that's where it ends.
Yeah. But I got to open up the airways. I try to be objective, unlike our friends on the left. No one's objective. I like that. So we had a nice good back and forth with my friend David from San Francisco. But you know what? This is it, Tommy. You can't argue with them. It's like, I want to be objective, and I want to hear somebody say, fair enough, but they're so set in their way. On this woke left, that it's so incredibly frustrating. But let me jump to Donald Trump's performance yesterday with Sean Hannity. How you feeling about that? How you feeling about Donald Trump and your thoughts in the upcoming 2024 presidential election, Tommy, if I may?
Sure. Well, I'll tell you this. I'm a Trump supporter. I've been a Trump supporter since 2015. I love Donald Trump. I love his policies. I love what he did for the Republican Party, the America First Movement. I will forever be grateful to him for that. But I'll tell you this. This is going to be a competitive primary between Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis, and it should be. The American people, the Republican voters, conservatives, we deserve to have a competitive primary because we deserve the best candidate that's going to be able to go and take on, whether it's Joe or Kamala or Gavin Newsom. I mean, I'm not really sure what they're going to do on the other side yet. Yeah. We deserve the best candidate for that. So I'm happy to see that unlike our friends over on the left, we do have Republicans going out and having to earn our votes, actually making those stops, putting in the ground game, doing the interviews. And I'll say this, I was disappointed earlier this week at some of the things that Donald Trump said, particularly about my colleague Kayleigh McEnany. That didn't sit well with me. I hope that childish behavior is over, but we're going to have to sit back and see, I suppose.
You know what? Thank you for saying that, because you are just burning it up and doing so many great things, Tommy, and you're coming to such such relevance and you're so laser focused on everything. And I've known Donald Trump 40 plus years, and I'm not objective because I like the guy. I think Melania and Donald it's a great couple. What he did for this president, he was one of the greatest presidents we've ever had. But I plead and I say on the air that humility is the key in this next election. Your point is so well taken. Let's not attack each other. Tommy, am I right? Let's not attack each other because it could only mean to a loss in 2024.
Yeah, and it's the pettiness for me that's really been off-putting. And I've really only seen it on the Trump side. I've seen DeSantis answer some things. But, I mean, now this week, the latest thing from the Trump team is that DeSantis doesn't know how to pronounce his own name. I mean, it's ridiculous. We've got a country right now that's struggling with inflation. We keep sending more money to Ukraine. We've got a debt ceiling issue. We've got a border issue. We've got a woke issue. We've got a child protection against grooming sexual exploitation issue. And you want to talk about how DeSantis pronounces his last name? I mean, I just don't think that the American people or certainly conservatives have time for this. We want to hear about policy. And most importantly, we want to hear how these two men are going to defeat Joe Biden. And I wish we could get back to that. So that is my message to Donald Trump. I hope that he can get it back together. And whoever's advising him to take these really low blows against his own team, I hope that they advise him against it in the future.
Tommy Lauren, speaking the truth on the radio. And again, the president is always welcome to call. Before we let you go, Joe Biden falling down. It ain't funny anymore, Tommy. What was that? He fell down again. Where's the heart of the Democratic? Where's Jill? She's in Jordan. Who's helping? How are they allowing this to happen? Fetterman, the Senator Feinstein, and now this, the president falling down. How pathetic is that, Tommy?
Well, I feel badly for the guy, but now the fake news media is going into overdrive today and all of last night trying to zoom in, saying it was a sandbag. I mean, they are doing everything they can to distract from the obvious. And you know what? If this was just a one-time thing and he tripped over a freaking sandbag, all right, we might be giving him some grace on this. But this man has fallen numerous times, including on a bicycle, which looked like there were no reason to fall on that bicycle. And not just the physical stuff. I mean, he can't string a sentence together. So the left trying to convince us that somehow we shouldn't believe our own eyes is really pathetic. I don't think it's going to work at this point.
Tommy Lahren, Fox News commentator, host of the Tommy Lahren is Fearless. That's a show on OutKick. Tommy, keep up the great work. Keep up the fight. Thank you for always taking time with us. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
You as well. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Tommy Lahren, right there. Joe on the radio, 7:39. Hey, Bill Gagan's got a short newscast for you, but he's got the news for yous on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We're at 67 degrees, sunshine in Central Park. What's going on? We have the answer. Billy Joel plans to end his residency at Madison Square Garden after more than a decade. The iconic singer has moved his piano out of the venue as a monthly performer. He insists he won't be leaving town.
Despite what you've read, I'm selling my house in Long Island, but I'm not leaving New York. I'm just spending a little more time down in Florida like old Jewish guys do from New York City.
Madison Square Garden's James Dolan made one thing clear, that the doors will always be open for Joel to come back. His last performance will be July 2024. It will mark the 150th show at Madison Square Garden. New York City is going to let public employees try working from home. Mayor Adams says eligible city employees are now able to work from home for up to 2 days each week. Take a look at sports. Mets over the Phillies 4-2. Game 1 NBA Finals goes to the Nuggets. You now know what's going on. I'm Bill Kagan, AM 970. The Answer. Check the roads. Here's Debbie Duhane.
And good morning, Bill. Let's see what's happening. Inbound George Washington Bridge, a 30-minute delay. Lincoln 25, Holland 25. We're seeing delays still on 280 eastbound, getting out toward the Garden State Parkway. It's a car fire. A couple of lanes blocked in the Van Wyck North at Hillside Ave. A disabled tractor trailer. Sunny today, high of 88. This total traffic and weather report sponsored by Route 22 Toyota. Who reminds you when you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience a smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Thank you, Debbie. Joe, tell you about Tunnel to Towers. You know when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? You know, families are left behind. Who steps up? What about helping homeless veterans? We talk about that all the time in our nation, to never forget 9/11. Who talks about that? It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, and the foundations in the line of duty programs are comprised of its Gold Star Fallen First Responders, Smart Home Veteran Homelessness Programs, all of which are dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The foundation's Never Forget programs engages people in 9/11 remembrance across America, and our Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating children in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation to keep its vow to never forget. Did you know that more than 95 cents of every single dollar that you are kind enough to donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs? Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month. All we ask to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. It's T the number 2 and then T.org. And God bless you for helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Cats at Night with John Katzimatidis. Weeknights at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Today's daily New Rochelle trivia segment is sponsored by Montefiore New Rochelle Hospital, with dedicated physicians, nurses, and caregivers working where they live. Neighbors caring for neighbors.
Hey, Joe on the radio, I want to tell you about the Montefiore. This is great. You know, Montefiore New Rochelle Hospital has been rooted in caring for the community since 1892. Evolving to a comprehensive medical village, providing compassionate, connected care to meet the diverse medical needs of residents in southern Westchester. Montefiore New Rochelle was ranked 31st out of 147 hospitals in New York State for inpatient time spent in the emergency department. Designated as an, I love love this. This is for me. Antimicrobial Stewardship Center of Excellence by the Infectious Disease Society of America. How great is that? Montefiore New Rochelle is also a recipient of HealthGrade's Patient Safety Excellence Award in 2019, which recognizes hospitals in the top 10% of the nation for patient safety. Montefiore New Rochelle was a recipient of the Quest Hero Award 2021 and considered a New York State primary stroke center. Now, for more information on the Montefiore New Rochelle Emergency Department, call today, 914. It's 914-632-5000. 914-632-5000. Let's bring to the airways, if I may, Stephen B. Zelikoff. He's an MD, PhD, founder of Specialty Orthopedics in New Rochelle. Dr. Zelikoff, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us today. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. So happy to be here. And thanks again for the opportunity.
Well, we appreciate it. Tell us about your practice. By the way, can I go here, doctor? PhD and an MD? Come on. How long were you in school, if I may ask?
Misspent youth. So it was a lot of fun. I spent a bunch of time doing research, which was really, really interesting. And it teaches you how to think. So that was really fun. But I enjoy my clinical practice, and I've been having fun for a long time.
Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Montefiore. God bless you for that. Walk us through the orthopedics. All of us worry about a hip replacement. Doc, there's so many things as you get older you worry about. And what is available at Montefiore New Rochelle Hospital in the orthopedic surgery department?
Well, we've been very, very fortunate in that we've had a lot of support from the Montefiore system in terms of providing us with an incredible number of resources. Both in terms of technology, we now have the ability to use robotic surgery for our joint replacements at Montefiore New Rochelle. And we created a program at Montefiore New Rochelle called Joint Solutions a number of years ago. And what we tried to do was to sort of create a home for our patients that have hip and knee replacements and other orthopedic issues. So we have a dedicated unit. And it's not just a floor. It basically, because floors are floors. It all comes down to the people that are there, the supporting it. We have private rooms for all of our patients, and they get the compassionate care. This is like old school care where, the nurses know your name. They care for you. You know who to ask for. And the care is spectacular. And I think that that's been an incredible part of it. And it focuses on safety as well. And I think that if you look at our outcomes in terms of our complication rates, our infection rates, our patient satisfaction surveys, I think they've been terrific. And I think that that really speaks to the staff that's there taking care of these patients.
And so what advancements have been made in the, Joe asked the doctor, because as you get older, I worry about hip, shoulder, knee replacement. What advancements have been made in that regard, Dr. Zelikoff?
I mean, it comes down to several things. One has to do with the safety of the procedure and the comfort level, because most people, that by the time they come to a point where they may need a hip or knee replacement or some type of a shoulder replacement, their concern is, number one, is this going to hurt? How miserable am I going to be, and what can I do afterwards? And I think that we've really evolved in the way we do the operations, both in terms of the anesthesia. We use various types of medications at this point. They really try to avoid narcotics, if at all possible. Most of our patients with hip and knee replacements are up the same day, and many of them go home the same day. So it's really changed in terms of their ability to get up and walk and move, and I think that that's been the biggest focus. The other biggest piece that I tend to see, because I see a lot of my patients are younger, people in their 40s and 50s, and the big concern is this going to wear out in 5, 10 years? And I think
contemporary
hip replacements and knee replacements now last 30, 40, even 50 years. So I think that they've become more lifetime implants in terms of the materials that we're using, in terms of the way we do it, in terms of the way the implant fixes to the bone. So I think that that's really changed in terms of what people can expect in terms of their activities and in terms of the procedures that they have. So a lot of times people come to us and they say, like, oh, I'm too young to have a hip or a knee replacement. I say, look, you're 55 or what have you. You're too young not to in some ways, in the sense that, these are great years of your life. And if you're in pain, if you're not doing the things that you want to do, get better and get your mobility back.
What a great conversation. I mean, I worry about that. I mean, it's a running joke on the show, doctor. I'm a hypochondriac. I worry about all these things. But if you can take care of it, better to do it sooner than later as far as a hip or a knee or a shoulder, right? Because otherwise, you get too old, then it's safer while you're younger. I mean, that's what I'm thinking, yes?
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, people also talk about age. We tend to look at physiologic age, which is how healthy you are. I see people in their 90s that are in great shape and they're walking and they're running and they're playing tennis. And I have people in their 50s that I don't want to go near because they're sick and they're not able to have anything done. So I don't look at age as the number as much. But the biggest piece is that you just don't want to wait too long because the stiffer you are, the weaker you are, the more pain you're in, the harder the recuperation is going to be. So, you obviously don't want to have surgery until you need it. And I think that there's no such thing as a small operation when it's on you. So there's so many things we can do before surgery in terms of infections, therapy, bracing, and things like that. But when you do need to have surgery, get it done, get better, and get back to the things you enjoy doing.
Dr. Zelikow, before we let you go, sir, appreciate your time. And the doctor is the chief of orthopedic surgery at Montefiore in New Rochelle. Joint Solutions, doc. What is Joint Solutions, this program that you founded, sir?
Again, it's a multidisciplinary program focusing on taking care of patients with joint problems. And we've been recognized by the Joint Commission with a gold seal. And we were the first hospital, the first program in New York State that actually was honored with that in our region. So this is something that we've been very proud of for many, many years now. And it really focuses on excellence in terms of making sure that patients are comfortable, they're safe, and the patient outcomes in terms of how they do with their surgery is something that we've been able to reproducibly provide to them. And again, it's a dedicated unit with dedicated staff and patients, and anesthesiologists, physical therapists, nutritionists, nurse practitioners, who all focus on trying to make sure that our patients do fantastic. And the beauty is you don't have to leave New Rochelle. If you're in the Westchester area, come see us. We'll take great care of you.
Yeah.
You don't have to go to the city. And that's been a big advent in terms of supporting our community.
Doc, you got to come back. You know why? You sound like you're a common sense guy, and we all worry about that as we get older, and you're coming up with solutions. Great work there at Montefiore, New Rochelle, as chief of orthopedic surgery. Please come back anytime, Dr. Zelikow. Have a great weekend. Yeah, we appreciate your time, and great chat this morning, sir. All the very best, and let's talk soon.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you as well. Stephen B. Zelikow, MD and PhD. Here's a guy who spent some time in school, man. Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Montefiore, New Rochelle, where he founded the Joint Solutions Program. I'm on my way, doc. I know. I think about every question I ask is about me. All right. Oh, before we break, before we go, Debbie, we have a trivia question for you. Hold on. You call in with the correct answer to today's New Rochelle trivia question to 877-970-2999. That's our number. And if you're the first correct caller, you'll win a $50 gift certificate from Sugar Plums Restaurant, a quaint soul food eatery on North Avenue in New Rochelle, featuring fried, baked, or barbecue chicken, pork chops, salmon, or fried catfish, just to name a few. Try their swag special, chicken, shrimp, and their famous mac and cheese. The number for Sugar Plum is 914-413-7533. Remember, if you won a prize before, they say in the past 60 days, you're not eligible, but I know a guy. I could let you in. Here's New Rochelle's Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, our friend Catherine White, with today's trivia question.
The New Rochelle Chamber of Commerce and the City of New Rochelle celebrate this holiday with the second largest parade of its kind in New York State. What holiday is it?
Thank you, Catherine. Great question. And you'll give us a call, 877-970-2999, and I get that $50 gift certificate from Sugar Plums Restaurant. Let's jump to Debbie, 751. She's on the roads for you on AM 970, The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Joe. And let's see what's happening on the Van Wyck North at Hillside Ave. A disabled tractor trailer still out there. LIE, a tough ride westbound by Motor Parkway into Hop Hog with a crash. Then on the LIE west at Glen Cove Road, it's an accident. That one's still being cleared as well. We're still seeing delays on the eastbound Gowanus up through the Prospect. Garden State Parkway south, exit 67 and Barnegat, a crash. On the Garden State Parkway in both directions, exit 63 in Stafford Township, closed because of brush fires. 280 eastbound at the Garden State Parkway, car fire. Two lanes remain blocked. And taking a ride to the Bronx River Parkway southbound at Pelham Parkway, it's an accident still being cleared. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. This total traffic and weather report sponsored by Route 22 Toyota Service Department. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, go experience the smart way to service your Toyota.
Dennis Prager says it's time to get informed.
Ignorance is a sin. When bad things are happening, ignorance is willful. If you don't know what Disney is doing to everything associated with children,
you have decided to tune out and let others fight.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3, on AM 970. The Answer.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Gregory Floyd welcomes New York State Senator Joseph Addabbo. Greg and the senator will give you an inside look at what's going on in the borough of Queens, as well as Albany, Saturday at 2:30, with an encore at 9 on AM 970 The Answer.
This is Dennis Prager. Sign up today for an unforgettable experience in Israel this October. Mike Gallagher and I are traveling to the Holy Land on the Stand with Israel tour with our trusted partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. This trip of a lifetime to Israel is one you don't want to miss. Register today before it's too late at StandWithIsraelTour.com, StandWithIsraelTour.com, or call 855-565-5519, 855-565-5519.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
All right, so we're talking about pain. Well, I think I can get you out of pain with Relief Factor. I know spring is here, and I was talking to the doc about, you know, a pain and this and how you could stop the pain. With me right now, I like to take Relief Factor because it is 100% drug-free, and it works for me. Now, I'm going to tell you something that you're not going to hear from any other product. If you try Relief Factor, for $19.95, you can get a three-week quick start to try Relief Factor, something we call the quick start. You can find out if you call 800, the number 4, the word relief. Go to relieffactor.com, get that three-week quick start. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, okay? You'll see everything that's in Relief Factor at relieffactor.com, or if you want to call some really nice folks, 800-4-RELIEF. And you know what? Maybe we can't get you out of pain. I got to be objective on the air again. And if we can't, fair enough, but you got to try it. It's spring. It's hot today. You want to go biking. You want to go walking. You want to go gardening. You want to do the little things? Try the three-week quick start for only $19.95. 800-4-RELIEF. Or again, please, relieffactor.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Look at this. Alex Garrett. He likes to enlighten Jeff Nordine. These are two young guys. This is Benny Goodman. That's Gene Krupa on drums, by the way. Gene invented that whole rhythm. You hear that? That's Krupa. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that riff.
Yeah. Yep,
oh, my God. Now I know it. This is such a good song.
It is Sing, 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 man. My young friend. It's when music was music, man. You know? Hey, Jeff, how are we doing? We got a beautiful day yesterday. Good call. And how are we doing for the rest of the day? It's going to be hot, hot, and hot, you're telling me, but rain later in the day.
Yeah, we got a hot day in general until the rain arrives a little bit later this afternoon, kind of close to the 3 or possibly 4 o'clock time frame, and that's going to affect most of Long Island and then parts of Jersey a little bit later into the evening time frame. We're going to hit 90 degrees for the afternoon high and then dip down to 62 overnight. Still could see some shower activity until the morning hours, and then by later in the day tomorrow, it'll be cloudy and much cooler. We're going to drop from 90 to 68 for the high tomorrow.
Amazing. Jeff, well done. Thank you so much. We love it. Listen, we'll talk to you next hour, but thank you so much. It's going to be hot, little thunderstorms coming up in the New York area, you know, and I'm telling you what, I love the heat, and I'm digging it, and the hotter the better for me. Hey, you know what? Andy McCarthy's coming up next hour, but at the top of the hour, we're going to answer our trivia question. Right. Did we get a winner yet, Joey? No winner yet? No, not yet? We waiting?
Well, we did get a winner, but let's wait until the top of the 8, and we'll announce the big winner.
Oh, we're saving it.
Suspense.
I love suspense.
Stay tuned if you want to hear.
Right. And then a lot to talk about with Andrew McCarthy about James Comer moving to hold Chris Wray in contempt. And then it's just unsettling that Chris Wray, head of the FBI, says to James Comer, head of the Oversight Committee in the United States House of Representatives, the head of the Oversight Committee, he says to the Representative Comer, oh, come into the FBI and you could read this information that we may have on this email we may have on Joe Biden, and is he compromised or not, or was there influence peddling, which, by the way, is not a crime in America for some reason. So now, so when Comer goes over, Christopher Wray redacted some things in that email, that Biden email. How can he do that? And it's, and why? It's not like it's like you or me in there. It's the head of the Oversight Committee in the United States House of Representatives. I'm telling you, Department of Justice, it's beyond the FBI. This is the DOJ weaponized, politicized. Andy McCarthy will break it all down for us. And Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, what in the name of goodness gracious is going on in Ukraine and Russia? Will this ever end? Military relations with China. Colonel McGinnis knows what's going on. Miranda Devine, oh, 10,000 graphic pictures of Hunter Biden, please. This is the gal that wrote Laptop from Hell. Miranda Devine will join us. Susan Lee from Fox Business as well. It's Piscopo. Hey, you know what? It's Friday.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.